Okay, this is an interview with Barbara Carrasco for the Archives of American Art. Today is April 13th, and we're at Barbara's house in Los Angeles, and the interviewer is Jeff Rangel. Okay. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Actually, after a couple years, it's nice to finally sit down and have a chance to do this on tape, so we appreciate that.
Sure.
But the approach that we usually take in these interviews is to kind of sketch they're biographical in nature, so we kind of start at the beginning and talk about maybe your family, where you were born, where your family's from, how long you've been in the city, and just kind of the general background stuff that'll get us into talking about art and how you got into that. So, tell me about your family.
Okay, well, I was born in El Paso, Texas. That's where my mother and father were born. Then I think when I was about a year old, we moved to Los Angeles. And we lived in several places before. We wound up at Mar Vista Gardens Housing Projects in Culver City. So, you know, growing up there was really interesting because I grew up, it was such a multicultural neighborhood, you know. We had everybody from every ethnic group you could think of living there. Next door neighbors were Egyptians, you know.
Wow.
We had a lot of Blacks and Latinos were living there, of course, but we had and everybody who lived there had to qualify as veterans, you know, of the it was actually the housing projects were initially built for families of veterans, and my father fought in the Korean War. He was in the Navy, but he fought in the Korean War, and so we qualified living there. We were very, you know, financially handicapped there. We were living on food stamps, I remember, when we were real young. And I was pretty well aware at a young age that there was a cycle of poverty going on there.
Wow.
Because, a lot of my friends' parents had lived there, grown up there. That was not the case with my parents, you know, but it was a lot of, you know, I noticed that once I got to a certain age that some of my friends got pregnant young and wound up living there and raising their kids there. And my father was a bus driver for Santa Monica Bus Lines.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really conscious of trying to get us to realize that there's a lot more out there than what we were accustomed to seeing there. Like,
mm-hmm.
He always said that anybody could be a bus driver, but not everybody could be an artist.
Huh.
He made me appreciate that at a really,
that in you, huh?
Yeah, a real young age, because I was in, I used to draw all the time. It was like all the time, and my father was actually pretty artistic too. He liked Rivera's work, and that's the first time I ever saw one of the Mexican masters' work. My father opened a book up, and I remember him showing me one of his favorite paintings by Rivera, and I was like, in Catholic school, I actually got in trouble a lot because I was constantly drawing on the tables in Catholic school. Instead of paying attention
That's a sin.
Instead of paying attention to phonics they were doing with us, or whatever the assignment, I was always drawing, and I remember, in fact, I had to repeat the first grade.
Wow.
Because I was so into my own little world of drawing that the nuns were really upset with me most of the time. So, I think that's when I really disliked, started a really strong dislike of nuns, because they pointed out to me one time that I wasn't all that alert because I might be eating, you know, an inadequate breakfast, you know, in the morning. They asked me to get up in front of the entire class and tell the class what I had for breakfast.
Wow.
And so I did that, and I said I had a script.